Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy alongside Andy Hart from Patriots Football Weekly. And Andy, day two of this mandatory minicamp is now in the books. What stands out for you?
The first thing that I noticed today was the offense, the passing game. I didn't think it was great for most of the day, and that's for both Garoppolo and Brady when they were out there. And when they were having success, it seemed like they were, no coincidence, throwing to number 87. We know that Gronk is, you know, one of the top two or three best players on this team. And every day he's out here, you see why. And him having fun and just being healthy, and I know he talked about it yesterday. I'm excited to see where Gronk goes this year with this whole offseason to work and just get better.
Yeah, we know about his joy for life. His joy for the game is clearly evident. And certainly the energy Tom Brady brings to the practice field. In fact, at one point, the offensive unit didn't have the right personnel on the field. And as a group had to take a lap, who's leading the way? The quarterback.
Yep. 12 is obviously the leader of the offense. But then you see it, you know, leading the lap. Okay, there's one thing. And then, you know, they're working on a drill in the far end zone. And, you know, Deion Lewis, he's telling him what exactly. And this is just a guy who's, you know, whose career, he's just hanging by a thread. And Tom Brady is making sure that he gives him credit for what he does and tells him when he's successful. 12 is bringing as much energy as he does every year. He certainly doesn't look like he's about to be 38 and driving off into the sunset. You know, your stars have stood out here. And I think that, well, obviously it's easy because they're the ones we know because they don't have jersey numbers. There are a few. But your stars have looked good, I think, out here.
Yeah, most of the defenders, we have no idea who they are. Can you really take anything from this non-contact period to evaluate defensive players?
McCourty, I think, has been pretty active, you know, coming back here. This is now sort of his defense, certainly his back end. His leadership stands out a little bit. Obviously, Malcolm Butler, when he got out here, you know, he's getting reps with McCourty and Logan Ryan. He's on that left corner side. So clearly he's in that area of a starting caliber corner coming off the Super Bowl.
One of the intriguing matchups for me has been Butler when paired with Julian Edelman. It's been really interesting to watch Butler cover Edelman. It seems to me he's frustrated the veteran receivers had so much success the last 2 years.
And that's obviously a great sign because Edelman, as you said, has had a lot of success. He is a tough cover. He's very quick, good off the line, physical, feisty. He's not going to give you anything. If he can cover Edelman, that's a good sign moving forward for Malcolm Butler.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.